Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Angie. AKA Miss Mo Better. Miss Mo Better. And Stone. 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 Keep it locked. The Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, Radio, Love, Fairness, 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 with the Diva Squad, the Squad, the Squad, AKA Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, and don't. Keep it locked, locked, the Diva Squad.
Supreme, see it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back and knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's switching the bands, I'm coming out like.
I'm coming
out.
Microphone check. Yeah.
Rich Money drop that bomb. We got Ray Queen in the building. Listen, what is going on, Diva? It is
Yeah.
And where's Storm? Is Storm in the building? What's going on, Storm?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
All right. Y'all gonna learn today. Again, welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are on live with your Diva Storm, Ray Queen, and Miss Mo Better. Over here, this is a grown and sexy show. We promote 18 and older callers. However, sometimes we do have younger callers or listeners, so we try to keep our tongue civil. We are not licensed psychologists, so we're not really here to fix anybody. But however, if we can support you, we will. We don't deal with fraudulent things, no scams, none of that. You know, we straightforward pretty much. If we can help you, we will. If we can't, we'll let you know. But don't try to beat us in the head with nothing. Anyway, you know, we appreciate our callers and our listeners. We have callers and listeners, followers that's been rocking with GQ Palace for a long time now. And we just want y'all to know we appreciate you. I don't know, what season? We still in Aries season?
You know, I think you're the only one that follows it. You know,
yes,
I just know about Capricorn.
You're biased. You only know about one. I'm not mad at you though, because I'm a summer.
That's right.
I'm a summer. Y'all know I represent a summer, so that's all I know about.
Aries in the building.
Shout out to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. You know, happy birthday. Turn up responsibly. You know what I'm saying? You know, happy birthday, folks. Well, do you ladies have any announcements that you'd like to make, or shout outs or anything?
Yes, well, I'm officially having.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I am officially having a hot flash. Listen, this is real. Ever since I turned 40 something, I'm not going to say exactly 40 what, but actually leading up to it, I've been having these hot flashes. And then I was in a little depression. I don't know if many people know. I haven't been speaking of it because I'm just coming out of it. However, speaking of birthdays, if you have not been around or shown your face or whatever, let me let the world know the Diva Squad, Miss Mo Better and Storm, will show up at your door and get you up out of it. They will stalk you and
unannounced.
We
gonna beat the door down.
That's our pop up.
Show is gonna beat the door down. We're not calling. We're not gonna warn you. We ain't gonna do none of that.
Big shout out and big thank you to my two Miss Sister Divas, Miss Mo Better and Storm. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Love you, Mama.
Love you too.
Absolutely.
Now let's just keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep our spirits up high. We got this.
Yes,
we pray for everything. And just know that everything will be fine. It's gonna work out.
Yep.
Amen.
Now I just wanna say that the lines are flooded. I just wanna say that. That's all.
Of course. I think everybody was waiting on us. Even though Wednesday nights, you know, you got the daggone, what's that thing called? Empire?
Empire.
They're not as exciting as I am. I'm sorry. They're not as exciting as our show, but, you know. Whatever. I'm a hater on the show. I'm sure of him. Y'all say what y'all want to say. I'm hating on the show.
I won't even DVR it. I have not gotten into it.
Nope. Me neither. I just couldn't find myself getting into it either. It got a little very, very mediocre dramatic, you know, melodramatic, whatever dramatic. So I just, you know, the hype was a, it was a little, it was a little more than it actually was, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, enough of that.
Empire will be just fine. But
enough of them.
They'll be just fine. But I just wanted to touch on, you know, I like to give like the news, you know. So I want to touch on that, the big drug bust that happened. What's your thoughts? What's your view?
That 110 drug bust, huh?
Oh,
yes.
My.
That was major. I mean, they're saying that's like one of the biggest drug busts they had on the island ever. You know, I'm hoping so, because there's so many people that are dying from overdosing on heroin. Because it's like one of the cheapest fix, you know, and it's like uncontrollable. And then if you people that are doing it ODing and you don't have any Narcan available, you're going to perish.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Go ahead, Diva.
A lot of the fake heroin is going around, too, which is laced with some stuff that's stronger than heroin. It's a mix of things. And that's what's killing people.
Yep, that's what it is. It's like they put in some type of morphine or something in there, because I had a cousin that passed away from it. In 2015, in December, he wasn't even really a drug user, but the heroin was cut with so much morphine that it gave him a heart attack. So
now let me tell you, at my job, when I tell you, you know, I work with girls, and you'd be surprised how many young teenagers from 13 to 18 come in there and say, "This is my drug of choice." And guess what the drug of choice is? Heroin. It's easy to get. They can get that anywhere they want. You know what I'm saying? And if they got to turn a trick for it, it's okay, because they're going to get it. And they know
that
every chance they get, they can go and get it. So me personally, it saddens me that this is what's going on, and it's one of the biggest type of drug that these young kids actually like. Not taking it from any adult whatsoever, but just saying, like, the kids are our future, and they're being destroyed.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, let me
tell
you.
Destroyed. I felt like it was like a New Jack City, a part of New Jack City where, you know, they were supplying to everybody, you know, mothers, fathers, pregnant people, kids. It
supply
didn't matter.
And demand.
Like, that's right.
Yep.
So I just wanted to definitely mention that. I mean, we could talk about whatever y'all want to, but I wanted to mention that.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did touch on that, because,
you know,
I'm glad you touched on that, you know, not just the, but it's just how our kids are being attacked. You understand? That's even like those girls down in D.C. that are being kidnapped. And this is not all over the news. You understand what I'm saying?
Nope,
but they'll have something on the news. They'll have something on the news about some girl running away with her teacher and all kinds of shit. Like, why is this not televised? Why isn't this on every news station out there? These kids are being kidnapped. I mean, they said it ranges from 8 to 25. And age are being kidnapped,
and there's a high demand for them.
You know why? You know why that's not being televised? Because the authorities themselves are doing it. They have the human trafficking going on. It be the authorities doing it. So you know, they who better can cover up anything but then a law enforcement. You know, and I couldn't imagine. I have children.
Crazy.
I have, you know, I have a daughter. I have two sons. But it regardless of the sex, as it happens to either one. But I couldn't imagine somebody's trying to, my daughter going somewhere thinking she's going for a job interview or something and being snatched up, kidnapped, and sold to sex trade, as a sex trade. You know what I mean? It's a major problem. It's a travesty. You know what also,
not for nothing, that they don't actually talk about, that's like right here in Long Island, is the sex trafficking of the young teenagers. They don't talk about that enough, and I think that they should, because nowadays it's, I'm going to run away from home, I'm going to meet somebody. When I meet that person, they have no idea that person could sell you, use you, abuse you, and sell you to somebody else, and you're going to keep on going to the highest bidder.
Look
what happened with that Gilgo Beach killer.
Oh,
yeah. They never publicly announced who that was.
Of course.
It's crazy.
Have y'all heard the rumors though?
The police.
That was one. That was one. But there was another rumor going around. You know what? I'm not even going to share this publicly, although it's already all around and people talking about it. But I'll let y'all know in our little private, you know, group chat. But it's major, and I'm surprised that it has not hit the streets yet. I am so surprised. But it's so sad how somebody can just take people, rape people, and
leave people alone. Why y'all going around messing with people? Like y'all really messing with people. Why y'all?
Yeah.
Especially two kids. Like, leave the children alone. You don't see nobody going over there, 42nd Street or wherever, messing with no hookers and prostitutes and all that. You don't see them go effing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I dare you to go over there and pick up a hooker.
Because the lines are flooded, and I just want to make sure that we get each caller in. So, you know,
absolutely.
Of course, on Wednesday night, they take a long time to press that one button.
Absolutely.
But,
That's a fact.
Somebody press that one button. So we're going to bring that person on the line real fast.
All right.
Cole, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. That's Cloud. I know that voice. That's twisted right there.
What's going on, Diva?
I know that voice. What's going on, Diva?
I can't call it, as Rich Money said. I might spoil it.
Listen, I know that's right, girl. What's
had
going
to call
on?
And show
Welcome.
My girl some love.
All right now. Listen,
yeah.
you already know it's a family thing.
Always.
It's a family affair.
Yep.
Indeed it is.
Yes, indeed. How you doing, all right?
You know what? I can't be no happier than I am right now.
That's all right now. That's all right.
I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I want to say hog heaven or somebody's heaven, but
listen,
I'm
it's
good.
Good.
I am so good. Like the
That's
storm
all right. You
claim
that. Take it and run with it, child.
The storm is over, okay?
All right. I know that feeling.
I've been in it too long, and there's my time.
And you are rocking that new hairstyle. Nice.
Thank you. I told y'all, you know what Eddie James say, a change about to come? Oh, it's some more behind all of that you seen today. That's just one step.
Listen, I got some folks that's on the line listening, and they don't be wanting to press that one button. But a shout out to Jason. Jason, press that one. You can get in on the conversation and all good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Don't be hiding, and then you want me to shout you out. Now you got to press the one and get on live. How about that?
I just want to speak on, you know, y'all were talking about the drug bust there in New York, but I just want to, like, when I was in Philly, like, where my daughter lives, it's just like you going out selling CDs or some candy, like, right there in front of her place. I mean, kids walking, coming from school, like, you know, I got the dope, I got the hard, I got the people was just, like, dropping. I seen so many people that just, you know, they'll go behind a car and just shoot it up and walk up the street and just pass out. Here comes the ambulance, you know, OD. Yes. You know, and these kids are out there, like, I rarely let my grandson come out with me because it was just too scary. Like,
right.
You know, what are they going to think in the future? Or is this the right way to go? You see all this money coming through. Like, you just mess up everybody. But so many people have lost their lives. You're right about that. You know, because they got it mixed up with so many different things.
Yeah.
And,
They cut it like crazy.
Yeah.
So I hope they really prosecute them people to the fullest because they even have a death connected to the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It's getting out of hand now. You know what I mean?
It's like, getting out of hand.
I never used to knock anybody for the way they make any kind of money or whatever, but now I can't. I just can't.
Well, listen,
yeah.
Not for nothing. Look, just so everybody is clear, though, it was the biggest bust on Long Island, which I think they arrested 30-something, almost 40 people.
Whoa.
But their suppliers is all over. Philadelphia, Staten Island, South Carolina, you name it. They're all over. It wasn't just like, okay, we live on Long Island. Their suppliers is the one that actually brings it in and mails
it. There you go.
I don't even know how they do that. But mail it? You ship it out snail mail? Really?
Well, but you know what? It's different ways that they can do that, Storm, because I mean, I've been around people back in the day. Like, you can use pepper. You can use numerous of things. You can sew it into pants, clothes, or anything. And, you know, it's hard to detect.
Wow.
But, you know, you're taking a hell of a chance because,
I'm
going to tell you.
They can't check everything. You know how many packages are sent through the U.S. Postal Service every single day.
That they don't
Everything
check.
Is not. I send packages to my son, care packages to my son in Buffalo State College. And, you know, they get there to him in the same condition that I sent them. He videotaped himself opening the boxes, and they're untouched. So I could have easily have slipped anything in there in one of those packages that I sent him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't check every single. If it's not suspicious, guess what? They're not going to check it.
I think unless it's like a suspicious, like, you know, or somebody call and say, hey, Twisted was sending XYZ to Storm, Miss Mo Better, Ray Queen, or something like that. They're not going to catch it.
That's an example. Twisted T is not shipping us anything.
We're just using that as an example. Shaking our mail down, shaking us down.
Listen,
they don't have to stop me at the gate tomorrow when I try to get into work. Y'all don't have to stop me.
Miss Flight, I need to talk to you for a minute. No, thank you.
Yeah, they're going to be stopping me at the gate. Look, they're going to have all their machine guns out because over there on the lab, they real extra. So they're going to have the machine guns. They're going to bring out the dogs. Have the helicopter shit. Wait, listen. They're going to be like, Angela Smith is here.
I have to clear that up real fast.
I'm glad you thought about that, Storm.
But you know, like, again, like, you know, when I was there, like, it seemed like every day somebody was getting raided. Like, they just bust up in the house and, you know, his kids in there. And it's really sad. I'm like, oh, my God. And, you know, my grandson is, like, seeing all this stuff, and he like, Mama, there go the police again. They going in so-and-so. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, because they don't have a time frame when they bust up in your place.
They come in when they feel like it. It don't even matter. They want to catch you sleep. They want to catch
you
naked.
And I mean, in a week's time, and this is no lie, I used to call my sister and tell her, I would actually have it on video on Facebook and just let her see all the cops and everything. And they did at least 4 or 5 busts in 1 week.
What they don't realize, though, forgive me when I say it, you know, devil's advocate, as much as they go and they like, I know the one for Long Island, it was like a 9-month investigation. So after 9 months, they investigated the whole thing. Only one person they were able to link to a heroin overdose. Just one person.
Yeah. Wow.
Bull. Come on.
It's been more than that.
Like, it's been a lot more. That's just what you're saying. But if you mean to tell me 9 months of investigation and you could not, you know why it took 9 months? Because you wanted to get
9 months of 300 agents.
But you wanted to get so many people. You wanted to get the big people. So your investigation had to go a little longer than, a month or two because you wanted big people. You didn't want to just get the little people. You wanted the sapphires and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So therefore, that 9 months could have cost somebody their life, for real.
Yep. Wow.
I mean, they should act faster to that when they know something's going on. They should act faster because you never know what's going on. These kids are getting, like, laced with this
true.
K2. And when I tell you, and they don't even, like, the kids can tell you when they come through that that's what they had. But in all reality, when they first come to the hospital and they're getting, you know, their blood test, the blood test done, and they're, you know, peeing in the cup, the K2 is not even being detected.
Right.
Like, that's how good it is. Like, it's not even being detected nowhere in their system.
And you know, that's
so
another thing.
They
got to
be careful. They got to be careful. And we just got to keep praying and hope and pray and hope and pray and just have faith that everything's going to work out for these kids because ultimately, these kids are our future, and they're the one that's getting destroyed, and their families are getting destroyed, and then they get want to get mad, and then they want to sue. But it's like, come on. In all reality, like, listen, I work with the population. 9 times out of 10, these parents know these kids are getting high. These parents know that the parents know that when they go to so-and-so's house, they're getting high. Come on.
Somebody's got to take responsibility. Yes, it takes a village to raise these kids. Okay, what a village is that? I'm not seeing them.
It's too many people that's getting hurt in this. And then the pregnant lady that was actually arrested too, you pregnant and you selling. Really?
Well, listen, that's crazy.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Like I said, just wanted to chop it
you
up.
Know, and
that, you
then
know,
and then, too, you have a lot of kids either selling to the parents or the parents getting high with them. They introduce them to it, like, you know, and then after a while, it's nothing you can tell that kid. You can't tell them anything because you were sitting there introducing
them. You best friends with them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, no. No, we ain't not hanging out. We good. Like,
no,
y'all see
no.
that post the other day, like,
yes,
you know.
I saw it.
My daughter, I said, we can't go starting together, boo-boo. Boo-boo.
I know, that's right.
I said, no. It's like hashtag
so
no thoughts. No, we don't do them. So, anyway, but it's crazy because now the devil is attacking our kids. You know, they're attacking our children. Look at the people over in Syria. All those people that died from their gas.
Yeah.
That is
terrible.
Did y'all see that? That was
yeah.
That when I tell you that was the hardest thing I've had to watch this year that I saw. When people this lady at work was showing me the video, I said I can't watch no more. How
I haven't seen it.
Where the people were just convulsing because of the gases.
Yeah.
And stuff, the women and children, all of those people died from poisoning with gas.
Oh, gosh.
And that was in today's paper.
A lot of kids.
That was in the Daily News. Girl, I hit that paper so fast, I said, oh, yeah, y'all will not see this today. You wait till you go home to see what's in this paper. Not today. No, I know that's right, y'all. But Diva, just real fast, because the phone lines are flooding right now, and I am so excited. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. You have to press that 1 button to get on the air and give your feedback about any of the topics, or if you have a topic that you would like to talk about, you can press that 1 button and just chime on in with us.
Yep. And chop it up with us over here at the Deep Squad.
Love fantasy. Diva, baby.
Hi.
I said love fantasy. Diva Squad, baby.
Yeah, and with butter, baby. You're so silly over here. Anyway, you know, we were talking, that wasn't our actual topic for the evening.
I was going to say, it sure wasn't.
That wasn't even our topic. We just, you know, we always go all the way left sometimes, but it's all good. Y'all know if we had all night, I would talk. Huh?
I like to talk about their news, you know, the updates.
I like current events, too. It just keeps people informed because, again, a lot of people don't watch the news. They won't watch it and different things like that.
What's your topic? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Listen, it's all good. We can still talk about the news. You know, I don't mind it. I can talk all night.
I know it's juicy. What's your topic?
Okay, now, to our love fantasy topic, right? The question of the evening is, to witness the strength of
street knowledge. Street knowledge, baby. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is a person considered as a man? I'm going to start because it originally came to me. Is it that a man is unhappy if he watches porn? Is he not happy in his relationship?
Oh, goodness.
Wait a minute. When the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Pump up the volume.
No, listen. This was an actual study that was taken. It was a study taken by one of the universities. I forgot which university it is. I apologize. But a study, it showed that. It said that men that watch a lot of porn are less happy in their relationship. Now, the question is, should a woman have to step her game up to improve their intimacy, or should a man calm his ass down and introduce new things to his woman?
Ow.
Pump up the volume.
Bass.
Well,
it was an actual study done. You know what? I don't think that he's unhappy or less happy. I just think that his sex drive is a little high, and his mate can't match it.
Well, I agree.
I had a partner. We used to watch him together. I'm just being honest. Like,
no, I didn't.
Oh Lord.
Y'all stop.
Serious time.
Yeah, y'all acting up.
No, I'm being serious. Like,
I'm being serious. Being for serious.
So, she said, I'm being serious. I said, I wasn't. You didn't hear me? Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
You crazy.
Look, I broke out into a sweat, y'all.
All right, go ahead, Twisted. See what you got.
It wasn't that he wasn't happy. It was just something that he was used to doing, and it didn't bother me not one bit. It just made it a little bit better, honey.
Have you ever tried anything that you saw on the porn? Have you ever tried any moves?
Yeah. Okay. And honestly, like, it made it, like I said, it made it better. Like, we just enjoyed it. We would just chill. Like, I mean, but it's different strokes for different folks.
Right.
You know,
they can say
that they find that, they're not happy or whatever. But to me, I would say my own opinion that I don't think that's true. I don't think it's factual. Not in my case, it wasn't.
Well, I think in the study, maybe the people that they asked was less happy. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But you know why, devil's advocate. You know why I think that what happens is sometimes people watch that, whether it's male or female, watch it, and then they actually want to try something that's there.
Right.
So when they're with their mate, it's like, okay, they're with their mate, and they're used to the norm, you know?
Right,
and I think that's the problem, the norm. The
expectation changes after that.
Because once you watch something and you see it, now you want to try it.
Yep, right, let's try that right there. Let me choke that shit out of you real quick.
The partner may not want to do it.
We do not condone any type of violence.
Just try being in a pretzel position, you know?
Let me see how far your legs can go back, baby.
Oh my God.
Bend it like a pretzel, honey. Oh.
Okay. All right. So, guys, okay. Woo. All right. Woo. Now, you know, this topic can go completely to the left.
We know.
Yes. We don't want it to go there because we do have our image that we would love to keep. So on the adult topic,
right,
the new callers that are definitely listening, it is a study that was done, and the Diva Squad is just talking about it. That doesn't
we're just being a little facetious that time. Go ahead. We are being facetious because if we are hoes, y'all ain't got to know that.
All right, so clarification again. Just kidding. There's no hoes over here at the Diva Squad.
Nah, we don't do those. We don't do
that.
Ain't no thoughts on this line. Sorry.
No, no. We're women of God.
When you're doing your gardening, but on the Diva Squad, there's none here. So, just clarification purposes, guys.
Nope. We good over here. We chilling. Chilling like frozen milk.
See, with that study, I do want to ask the question, though, of course, because it just feels like, you know, people are definitely going to, you know, they're going to the left right now with this. So we want to make sure that we, you know, like, switch it up a tad bit. So my question that I would like to ask is, do you guys feel that there is a difference between watching porn versus it be adult or kiddie? I think that we should clarify a couple things because it is an adult show and sometimes people tend to go completely left. So we definitely want to definitely make sure people understand in the world nationwide that we're not condoning either one. Whatever works for you, works for you. That's your own personal business. That's your own personal problem. You know, we're just talking about the study that was done and just getting people feedback on it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, with that being said,
Storm? Ask that again. Ask your question again.
My question was, people are so quick to talk about, you know, like porn, and oh, okay, well, after you watch porn, you know, do you feel like your mate's not satisfied with your topic, right? Your topic was,
is he less happy in the relationship?
But I think that another question probably could be, do you think by watching adult porn, do you feel like there's a possibility that that person was exposed to any type of kiddie porn before the adult stage?
Oh, I hope not. Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay, okay.
I don't even know if I can answer that question.
You know, devil's advocate, I'm just saying, because everyone's quick to say, oh, adult, but there's a big world out there that's kiddie, actually. That's kiddie porn. And
true.
To me, I think that that's probably a lot bigger than the adult porn. So my question is, how would you guys feel if you were to find some type of kiddie porn on your spouse, whether it's male or female, computer? How would you feel?
I might want to shoot him or something. I don't know.
There she go, Miss Valerie.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it might be with a paint. It could be with a paintball gun or something, but I don't know.
I would have a major problem. I would definitely have a major problem. I would have a problem if my spouse was watching porn all the time, constantly, all day, all night, here, there. I would have a problem with it. I would definitely have a problem if you know, my spouse or mate was watching, you know, some inappropriate porn, you know, i.e. like kiddie porn or something. But, yeah.
That right there, though, I don't even know if I would know how to respond to that. You know what I mean? I'd probably just, like, leave in the middle of the night or something.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so we do have our first male caller on the line. Let's bring him on in. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I mean, how you doing, Rick?
Good, how are you?
Evening.
Good evening. Y'all up to.
What's going on? You know how we do over here, chop it up on the Diva Squad a little something. You know what I mean? We talk about a few things. But right now we're speaking, and, you know, there was a study done, and the study said that men that watch porn are less happy in a relationship. Do you agree with that, or what do you feel as far as, you know, not just the male or female watching porn on a constant basis?
Well, I mean, listen, it's to each his own, man. I mean, some people watch it and just get off on that type of thing, but that don't mean that he watches kitty porn or nothing like that. I mean, if you watch kitty porn, to me, that's a pedophile. So at the end of the day,
right.
You get down with this man and he ain't give you no mixed emotions, mixed signals, or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, not all people is in the kitty porn, you know what I'm saying? That's some perverse, you know, that's a pervert right there. You know? That's not a good man, you know what I'm saying? So, in the day, go both ways nowadays. Remember,
speaking to your phone a little bit, Rod.
These teachers is out here getting it in too, though, you know what I'm saying?
Well, sir. That's, yeah.
These lady teachers are doing their thing too, though. You know what I'm saying? It's so,
yeah, it's crazy. It's bad because,
yeah,
again, our children,
I mean,
are
like,
under attack. Our children are under attack.
I agree.
They've been,
yeah,
under attack for a long time. But see, every time we build a system, they break it down. You get what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
we start all over from square one again. You know, regardless of what president we have, we still got youth in this country. That's our tomorrow. You understand? That's our future.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And at the
mm-hmm.
end of the day, when one man builds something up, just because he wasn't standing for your party or whatever, don't make him a bad person for the things that he was doing. Why tear it apart if it was working, you feel me? I mean,
right.
he's supposed to be for one cause, and that cause is for a better tomorrow, but don't seem like it's coming. So at the end of the day, you got to clean up your own yard before you can fix somebody else's.
And that's a fact.
I mean, what is your kid seeing that makes them want to go out there and do the shoot-up thing or run with gangs? What ain't you giving them? You feel me? As a
mm-hmm.
parent, you don't have to be
right.
together with the wife or the mother of your child to raise a kid. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
at
right,
At the end
right.
of the day, a lot of us come
involved.
From broken homes.
That's
we
right.
all come from, you know, not everybody, but, you know, it happens. Things happen.
Right.
It's life.
Yep.
You know, and if you was born and didn't have a father in your life, so do better. You feel
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
Right.
You break that mold.
Don't complain
that's
because your father wasn't there. So
break
show,
that
show
mold.
Your kid what it's like to have a father there.
Exactly.
You know, vice versa. You know,
let
I
that
mean,
be your drive.
Yeah.
You
right.
know, I mean, the whole porn thing is just another level thing. You know, that's just some people like it to be freaky. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah.
This is America.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I just think, like I said, the study, it depends on, it didn't give out, like, specifics of where they were when they did the study or how many people that they even studied when they did it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, that can vary. And I
what,
just think people watch
them,
it for different
what
reasons.
What kind of people are they studying, though? What kind of people
exactly.
are they studying? You feel
that's,
me? I mean, like, are they
all
they
said were men. They didn't say women or whatever. They just said a study was done where men, you know, they asked men the question that they're less happy in a relationship. I just don't. I don't think it's different strokes. I don't buy that.
Less happy.
I don't think so.
Because you know
okay,
what,
so,
women like porn too.
What was the end result of the study, Diva? What was the conclusion? It just said
that they were less happy. That's all it said.
Less happy.
That they were less happy in a relationship.
I don't think it's because I'm less
and
happy.
I disagree. I don't think it's because they're not happy.
Uh-huh.
I just think, well, they might be less satisfied.
It could go both ways.
Be,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it could be less satisfied.
You know, because
but,
that could be that itch that just satisfied him from going out cheating. You know,
right.
him watching a video is not cheating technically to me. I mean, I would if my woman was home watching porn instead of at the club trying to give it away, I would be, shoot, hey, what more could you ask for? You feel
true.
Me, though?
Right, and that, you know what? That was actually my next question. Is that considered cheating, you know?
I don't feel like it is. It's not like you sensual
so.
Or touching somebody else. Looking at a movie.
I don't think so. I don't think it's cheating, but I do think that there is a line that should not be crossed. Like it should not be done constantly, all the time, all day, everywhere you go.
Oh no, that's something
go,
else. That's
you know,
that's called that's
yeah.
addiction right there. You feel me? I mean, if you're doing it like that, that's addiction. There's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like I, me personally, to each his own. Whatever you want to do, you do. But I'm just going to say, I'm sorry. My life is busy. My life is complicated. I don't have time to be sitting down watching. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest with you. When you're busy and your life is, like, constantly going and you got kids and school and, you know, working a couple jobs and having businesses and stuff like that, you don't really have time. So it's like, do I really got time to, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch this on my phone? No, I don't. Like, and I don't think I'm stuck up because I'm not. I'm just saying, like, there comes a point in time to me where I just feel like enough is enough. Like, listen, if you're going to spend that time watching that, then put that effort into your mate. Put that effort into your spouse. Let them understand exactly what it takes to make them make you happy or make them happy. However,
you know
it works out
thing,
with me.
Though,
that's my expectation.
You know how I feel, though?
That's
honestly,
my opinion.
It's like, We pollute our youth with all of this madness. You understand what I'm saying? Through these smartphones and this and that. Regardless if your kid knows anything about porn, if they got a smartphone, it's going to pop up in there eventually because that's how greedy and grimy. They're trying to steal the youth. And they don't get it. They just see entertainment in it. And they start watching. Next thing you know, they're addicted to things. And that leads to something else. Some little girl getting drugged by, you know what I'm saying? It's the smartphone era, and if us as parents aren't with the smartphone era, then you know what? Our kids gonna get all that filthy information because I'm with a network that I could go block anything I want to block on there, and ain't nothing nobody could do. It's just a click of a button. But we as parents get lazy. We feel like we give them a phone, we can track them whenever. Yeah, but do you know who's tracking them? You feel me?
And it doesn't even have to be on their phone. It could be on somebody else's. It could be something that one of their friends was exposed to and now they're sharing. But to me, I feel like
basically
when that situation like
raising
that happens,
your child to me, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's communication. That's your parents.
I mean,
you can't be naive about it. You got to be
Not only that. It's just, you know what's happening. We're at a spiritual warfare. You understand what I'm saying? Where the devil is taking our devices and using it against us. And where he's starting is with the children. He's starting with our kids.
Because
that's why
they're
I always
vulnerable.
Say the internet is a gift and a curse because you can use it to build the business, but you can also use it to do bad things too. You know what I'm saying? And what's happening is all the bad stuff is outweighing the good stuff. You know what I mean? The positive. You rarely see positive things on there. You go on there now, put on Google and watch what comes up. You rarely going to see something positive or good. You're going to see somebody done stole this. You're going to see the missing children, which they really show that. You know, you got a government that's all jacked up. You understand? So it's that gift and a curse, you know. But like you said, now it's up to you. It's up to the individual to try to block that. You understand? We do have enough power in us to block the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We do have enough power to block the enemy. Now, it's crazy because I can go in really, really hard on that, but I catch a headache talking about it, especially when it comes to the spiritual warfare, you know. And, you know, people think that, oh, religion, it has absolutely nothing to do with religion. No, it has nothing to do with it. So, you know, being a Christian person or a spiritual person does not make you a religious person, and it doesn't make you perfect. It does not make you perfect. Everybody that is that has flesh and blood is whether you're a pastor, a cop, or just a regular Joe Blow, are prone to make mistakes. Prone to making mistakes and stuff. Now, the devil is just as real as God, and this is where people are. This is where everybody's failing. This is how the devil gets in because of the identity. People's not identifying when you're having a problem. You don't think that you have a problem when you only see somebody else's problem. That's when the enemy sets in. That's when he takes his reign. He takes his reign. When you fail to recognize your own problem, the devil takes over. You could bet your boots on that.
Yeah, but that's not the problem. You have to make sure that, like, your area is clean and what you're doing is clean before you try to tell me about mine. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
I'm all for, like, people trying to help and give advice and stuff like that. But if your home ain't legit and you're raising your kids is not on point, then guess what?
Yep.
You can't tell me nothing about mine. I'm just saying.
I know that's right.
Right, right, right.
I know that's right. Yep.
Not knocking anybody. You know, I feel like, when we show up at church, you know, we go to the same church. We do what we got to do. But at the end of the day, your home is no different than mine. But if you're in denial and you don't think you have any problems, you got more problems than I have. So before you come to me, check your own home first.
Yeah, don't come checking for me. Don't check for me when you got all of this issue going on. You know what I'm saying? No. I don't care what you do. Matter of fact, you just do you over there. Leave me and Miles alone. I'm good. Shoot.
I don't
know, but listen, life is living. We people are living life in reverse because, you know, what happens is now... people accept things because they don't want to hurt the next one's feelings. The truth no longer matters. The truth no longer matters. And it might sound harsh or whatever, but the truth no longer matters.
And that's
sad,
though. That's sad.
It's sad.
Because then you're not being honest. You're sparing.
Because that's when why life is going in reverse. That's why we live backwards. We live backwards because the truth no longer matters. It's worry about it's all about status now. Status, what is your status and your bank account?
I must be in a glass. Bubble. I must be in a glass bubble because I'm gonna tell you the truth matters to me. It matters.
I know that's right.
Trust me, and if I find out that you told me something, and then later on I find out that that was not the truth, then yes, we will have a problem because the truth means everything to me. Your word. People say, oh, my word is bond. Oh, that's my word. That's my word. Well, with me, your word better be what your word is.
Listen.
I don't have nothing to say to you. I don't have nothing to say because that's one thing. I can't be around liars and I can't be around cheaters. I'm upfront and I'm honest. I'm brutally honest from time to time. But I have to check myself and I have to pray that God humbles me and helps me with my tongue. Because my tongue is crazy. But I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. But if you come to me here, no trust and believe, I'm going to deliver it to you. And I don't have to put my hands on you to give you that tongue lashing that's going to come. But I'm going to pray about it beforehand. I am going to pray about it before I give it to you. Because I'm going to pray
y'all
that
just don't
God
know how much
right
I pray. Y'all just don't know how much I pray for my tongue. Let me tell you, because and listen, and the Bible tells you that, and it's the truth. And see, people are like, oh, you hollering in the Bible. The Bible actually manifests itself. There's stories. The Bible is one of the oldest books in the world, and you'll see stuff that was written that years ago happening right now if you pay attention. But your tongue is as powerful as an atomic bomb. That's how powerful the tongue can be. It could be the life or death for you, right in your tongue.
I know, Lord knows I know.
And
I
be having to pray child all the time, like, Lord, keep my tongue, because I swear I'm about to lose it.
All right, so Divas, just Don's and Divas, just hold on 1 second because we do have another caller. Just want to bring them on the air real fast. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening, Divas. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. Hey, Jay.
Hi, Dave.
Oh man, let me tell you, I'm a little late tonight because I heard something about speaking truth or the truth or something to that effect. Well, here's the truth. I'm late because I had to go make an errand, had to drop some herbs off, have a lady stage 4 cancer. Doctor told her go home. Doctor told her go home and get her affairs in order, take a trip, do all that other stuff. That was a year ago. He told us a year ago she had 2 months, so I'm still giving her herbs. She's still alive. All praises to the Almighty, because it's out of my hands.
Praise the Lord.
All right, all right.
Praise the Lord.
And I heard somebody saying about praying for the tongue. There's life and death in the tongue. You know where the life is?
I know, Lord Jesus. I know.
Yep.
I know.
Well,
that's what I just said.
If the seed goes on the tongue, and not like it's supposed to, there's life in your tongue. I don't know if that might have been over your head. Let me say it again.
No, say that again, Dave. I'm sorry. I'm having a second conversation over here.
Okay. If the seed goes on your tongue rather than where it's supposed to, then there's life on your tongue.
You said if the seed goes on your tongue, if your seed goes on your tongue, what?
As opposed to the seed going on the tissue and it goes on your tongue, then the life is on your tongue.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Dave, I'll be the first person to admit it. And those of you who know, even when I had Spiritual Sunday, I was the person that always said, you know, I'm praying. Yes, I'm constantly praying because I know that even as a young child that, you know, I did have a very, you know, I did have a very slick mouth, and I've learned to tone it down a bit. But I also know that sometimes people try to take you that era, and I'm still like that person that I have to check myself sometimes before I react, only because I know that sometimes if I react, it's not going to be that great. So I'll be the first person to admit that, yes, I understand the spiritual part of it. Yes, I do. And I'm just thankful that nothing has happened and I haven't had to act the fool in the last half, you know, like year or so, you know, and I've been able to control my mouth. I'm thankful for that. You know, people thankful for the little things. That's a big thing for me, and I'm thankful for it.
Well, here's the thing. You have to give thanks to the other half as well, because without that foundation, anything is possible to happen. So as long as you have a good foundation and you have someone who's with, who's for you, who knows what it is to have you, then your tongue is going to be controlled regardless of what. The thing is now, those who follow scripture knows that once a person passes, you want to leave them. You don't want to raise Lazarus. Because once you raise Lazarus, you got a problem.
You're breaking up a little bit, Dave. Sorry. I don't know if that's your phone or someone else's phone.
All right, let's see if this is better. That's better?
That's better. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. They say once Lazarus died, you're supposed to leave him, let him lay in that coffin. Because once you raise the dead, that means you're raising everything that went down in that coffin that should have stayed there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep.
You know, I like it. Go ahead.
You take that person back to the they left that person bed. So you don't want to be because if you one of those demons that person left in that coffin.
You're breaking up a little bit, Dave.
Yeah, because what you just said was kind of broken up.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Dave.
You know what? I just ordered a phone, so hopefully when I call back again, you'll hear me a lot nicer. You'll hear me. I might sound like an MC. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually gonna sound like the diva on the phone that she was rapping.
Like
I'm gonna sound
MC.
Like her. Huh? I'm sound like a broken MC.
Said you was gonna sound like the diva when she was rapping. That's what you said.
Yeah, man, oh, you sounded fun. Good. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sounded good.
Thank
but
you.
What I was saying,
yeah,
when
you know how I
what
do.
I was
so
saying,
modest. Miss no better than rapper.
Yeah. Listen, how old am I? 29. Yeah, about. I've been doing this about 13 years.
Yeah.
No, I was taken back. It was good. I was really surprised. It really sounded good. The flow
you.
Was there. The beat, you know. And then you know what? When you have beauty coming behind the words and knowledge and wisdom, when you have a diva that's spitting, then you got to, you know, everybody else got a problem.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Look at you! Look at you! You making Miss Mo Better blush for sure
you,
tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You making me blush, Dave. Hey. I'm gonna shout you out on my next one. I'm gonna shout you out on my next track. Hey, I got you.
Wow. All I gotta do is make you blush and I get a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
you really got me
blushing. What's going on there, my brother? How are you doing today?
It's good to hear you, brother. Always. You know that.
All right, man. All right, man. Peace, love, and power, my friend.
Continue
peace, love, and power.
Do,
that's
bro.
What it's about, man.
Continue doing what you do, man.
Yeah.
Man, listen, I can't do it without the Almighty, man. And everybody, a lot of people seem to forget that. I am just a vessel. You see, it's just like your vessels. There's blood that flows through your vessels. I'm just a vessel. The blood flows through me. You see, and that's what it is. You see, so without the vessel, the blood isn't going to flow. Now, if you have a constriction or you have too much of the pressure, then you're going to have that hypertension and high blood pressure. So we want to keep that at a medium. You want to keep it at level because pressure bursts pipes. If there's too much pressure, the pipe is going to break. If there's too little pressure, the pressure on the outside is going to squeeze the pipe, and then you don't have any flow. So you have to equalize that pressure in that vessel. So I'm an equalized vessel that allows that blood to flow, And that's the spirit in all of us. That's the spirit in all of us. We all have that ability to flow. Like how she was flowing with the lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I said a hip, a hop, a hippie to the hip. You see, now I'm telling my age.
Wait a minute, Dave. He said the hip, hop, the hippie, the hippie. Okay.
See, but that's what she was doing? I got to go look you up so I can hear that.
Oh, my God. He said the hip, hop, the hippie, the hippie. Oh, my goodness. That's how it was real, though.
That's when they talk about real things in life. So you understand what I'm saying?
Now they're going to talk about shooting
or dragging somebody's daughter, doing something crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the kids don't understand when they hear old school rap. They can hear old school rap, but they don't hear what they're saying in the old school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You never heard about them cursing and talk about somebody's mother. That's a quick way to the grave.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how it drives.
Drives me nuts. It's just like our youth is just corrupted at all angles, and people don't realize it ain't about the Jordans and the chains and this and that. It's about the thing called QT. It's the cheapest thing it's going to give. It's called time, quality time.
Okay. Look at you.
I got daughters, so I already know. You feel me? So I'm their best friend, period. Ain't nothing they can't tell me. I don't care if it's a boy, whatever. I don't care.
I know that.
You know, that's the way I live. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a father, so I'm not going to do my kids. You know, I'm going to break that mold. Regardless of what anybody may say and think, end of the day, it's like I said, it takes a community, man. And then that's how I was raised anyway. Nowadays, you can't say nothing to nobody's kid.
You
don't know the repercussions of it. You know what I'm saying?
You almost can't say anything to yours because they got jobs created like CPS to come snatch up your kids when you want to chastise them, but they let the ones that are starving their kids to death and all that get away with it. It's backwards.
Wow.
I tell you, we live this life is living in reverse.
Listen, that right there. Is a whole nother show, but I'm just gonna say to that one, the day that CPS, ACS, whatever you want to call them, try to come in my house and tell me how to discipline my kids, we gonna have a problem. Only because I birthed those, I raised those. When they're sick, I'm here. When they're well, I'm here. When they're traveling, I'm there. So you can't possibly tell me anything about my kid. If I have to put my hands on my kid, there's a reason why I have to put my hands on my kid.
But not only that, though, obviously you one of those parents that spend time and raise their kids the way they're supposed to be raised.
Sure,
so they're not going to disrespect the fact of you being their mother, and they ain't going to let nobody else disrespect that fact when they get to that age. You understand what
somebody going to get lumped up. Listen, I was speaking with my cousin earlier about, you know, there's some things in the clause where that Donald Trump's signing some bills where the draft can be brought back. I said, let me tell you something. Me and my son both going to jail because I'm not letting it happen. I'm not letting it happen. You, both of us going to be locked up, shot up, whatever we going to do, because it's not going to happen. You're not getting ready to come dictate to my son that, you're going to fight for this country. Fight for what? I'm still waiting on this answer. I've asked this question a long time ago when people said we're fighting for our country. What exactly are you fighting for? What exactly are you fighting for? That's all I want to know. A democracy? Is that what?
Something not right. What are
you fighting to steal their oil? What is it you're fighting for? I will wait. I'll wait. Hit me up on my inbox on Facebook or something. I'll wait.
look. Keep waiting for that one. You're going to be busting
on the
rap.
All right.
Look,
I might as well move along then.
By the time they respond to you. I don't know about that either.
Listen, OMG. It's just not sane, you know. And like I said, our children are being attacked, and we got to stay prayed up for them. For them, if nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And just people, they have no regard to children's lives. It's just, you know, anything goes.
I'm going to keep praying.
Anything goes. And stuff is too much. It's too readily available for them. Like you said, you can go on the internet now and pick and find and buy and build anything that you want, good, bad, or indifferent. It's with the hit of a button. You ain't gotta leave your house to do nothing. You ain't gotta leave. You had people kill themselves because they were being bullied over the internet.
But you know what? And of course, I gotta touch it. To me, I'm sorry. I just feel like you guys might not agree. It's my opinion. But I feel like when it comes down to children committing suicide over being bullying, I feel like there's so many warning signs. And with me working with children and seeing them in and out the hospitals on a weekly basis for the same thing, these parents have to do better. They have to ask questions. They have to check the phone.
Be nosy.
Have to spend time. They have to find out who you're hanging out with. They got to find out if you're stuck in your room and you're depressed. You need to find out why is your kid in the room depressed? Why your kid's not hanging around with those same people? You have to get involved. And I feel like nowadays parents are not involved the way that they should.
It was a kid that killed himself here 3 weeks ago in my neighborhood. He was in his sixth grade. Killed himself. He warned them a week before that he was going to do it. He told them that he was going to do it. And guess what? He did it. The parents did absolutely nothing. They're so selfish, worried about their own situation, and totally ignored what that kid told them.
That's sad, though, because you know what that means? So many people that's in his corner failed him, you know, and I know it sounds bad, but so many people failed him, and that's the problem nowadays is that if we fail our kids and then our kids is reaching out for help and then someone else fails our kids, that's supposed to be administration, whether it's school, whether it's work or whatever the case may be, then we all have to reevaluate what's going on around us, even if it's just in our immediate community. But we have to make sure that we reevaluate that because there's no way that all these people knew, and I'm sure it wasn't just at home, people knew that he said this, but then nobody acted on it. Okay, so get him help. Don't let him be alone. Find him to see what the root of the problem is. See, there's so many different things that I just feel that people should do that they don't do. It's frustrating. So I'm just going to say I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to keep praying, and I'm going to keep praying, and I know that eventually that so many people will get that knowledge and wisdom that they need that they can be more efficient when it comes down to helping their kids. Because that's what it is. It's a lack of you taking time. It's a lack of you saying, you know what? Yes, I have to work today, but I'm going to go out to the club later on. Well, instead of going to the club or going shopping to get your nails done or your hair done or going to buy some sneakers, just take a few minutes with your son or your daughter to see what's going on.
Before you go out, because life is about balance. That doesn't mean just because you're showing your child some attention, checking on them, being that nosy parent, because I know I'm nosy as hell. I'm nosy.
Guess what? You won't have no phone if I don't have all the information. I'm just saying. If I don't have all the
passwords,
you will not have no phone. You will not have no laptop.
I am nosy,
you will not be traveling. You will not be doing anything. I need to know what's going on.
Yep.
I need to know that.
But
call it what you like. I call it being
that's
a concerned
just,
parent.
That's just staying in tune to knowing that if there's a problem with your child, you can see that. You're going to recognize that. But you have a lot of people that put their work before their children. Like, oh, I got to travel this week. I'm going. You got other people raising your kids and, you know, and different things like that. So it's easy to miss that mark because you're just too busy. And, you know, this is another you know, thing my cousin and I were talking about today, how that word busy is a devil. That word busy makes you a victim. It turns you into a straight victim is what it does. Because it'll say after the word busy, you check the rest of the sentence. We're like, I'm busy, I can't. Busy, I can't. It makes you a total victim. That's why life is about balance. It's about knowing what time to do what and when. You know what I'm saying? And with who. Like, you already know. My kid's going to come first. I'm going to make sure they're straight. You know, and if it takes more time to deal with them and from your leisure time, then so be it. Then that's what happened. You know?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Because they didn't sign up for this.
Any kids that I come in contact with, they know, like, listen, I love kids. That it's not one thing that I would not do, and that's why I think that I've at my job the way I have been for so long, because I love what I do. I love the population I work with.
Right.
I love my stepchildren. You know, I love my kids. I just love kids in general, and I just feel like
me too.
Some of the kids are missing so many different things, and I feel like there has to be that person that steps in from time to time, even if it's just to say, hey, love you, just thinking about you today. Just something to let that person know that you care and that you're thinking of them and that you're there for them.
You must
they
have been
need
a
that
fly
person.
On the wall today. You must have been a fly on the wall today when I was having my conversation with my cousin. Everything you're saying, we was just talking about that. Like, you don't want to call somebody just to give them bad news or just to ask them to do you a favor. You know what I'm saying? And especially, too, if it's a person that's always doing for somebody else. You call them and see, y'all, you all right? Can I help you do something?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, some people intend to forget, though. Like, they forget that somebody's helped them at one point in their lives. You know,
never
people intend to forget
from.
That.
Yeah, never forget
True.
It.
True.
Never forget it. But I definitely enjoyed myself tonight. I always do, of course, on the Diva Squad. You know, that topic was a whoo, woo. We're not going to catch that. But that was so toxic.
Listen, I mean, that's a reality. I know a lot of people might not be able to handle it. You know why? Because maybe it's happening with them and they just can't take it, you know, So,
no, it could be so many different reasons.
I apologize if it offended anybody, but it's a reality. It's a question.
You don't have to apologize. One of the good things about DC Palace is the topics that, you know, are selected are 9 times out of 10, they're topics that have been sent in. And people want to know answers. They want questions. And sometimes it's hard for them to ask certain questions. So that's one of the benefits of DQ Palace is we will ask the questions that people don't want to ask. You know,
we'll get
feedback from so many different people, and that's one of the benefits of it. You know, so the topic was a good topic. You know, I think we just have to be a little careful where we go with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like folding up like pretzels and all that stuff. You know, we want to make sure that we're mindful where we go with it, you know. But our show is an adult show, you know, so sometimes we might not have. Oh Lord, I knew you was gonna say that.
Oh boy,
I knew you was gonna say that. All right.
What
Diva.
Was the topic?
Oh,
go ahead, Diva.
Okay. Well, the topic was Dave. The topic was a study was done that said that men that watch porn are less happy in their relationships.
That's interesting.
No, but that topic went all the way left, right, all around the circle. It went horizontal twice. Yeah.
Now, what about the women that watch porn?
I think women that watch porn are just curious. They just want to, I think they want to learn.
Oh.
I think they do. I'm not being biased, believe me, because I don't think that men that watch porn are less happy. I found that to be a little bogus. But, I think women just try to learn. Some women just like to watch it, you know. If you're in a relationship, though, it went to another level now. You have somebody else that you need to communicate that with. You know what I mean? You have to, you know, you have a mate, and your mate may not like it. They may not like it all the time, with you sitting there watching porn all the time, you know.
So
and I think you
watching?
Should show a little more respect. A little more respect and, you know, either watch it, introduce her to watch it with you, or just stop watching it.
But what if both of y'all watching it while y'all doing what y'all doing?
Listen, hey. If that's what you want to do, then hey.
And then the following week, y'all go to the supply store and get some stuff and try the stuff that you saw on video.
Hey. If that's what
throws
your phone.
And make your own video.
Yeah,
and then,
what's wrong with that?
And then 9 months later, you got a little one. I mean, hey.
Dave, you're the best.
You know what? Because they say sometimes the position dictates the sex of the child. So you may not be
where you're supposed to, or you might have gone. You might have gone way past the point where you're supposed to stop. You see.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, what I'm saying is, you're supposed to have stopped by the navel, and you find yourself up by the, you know, by the cleavage.
OMG.
And then next thing you know, the next week you're by the ear, nose, and throat doctor trying to get. Well, anyhow, but I'm not going to go there.
Oh my
God!
Storm. BKB. Anyway, you know, but I just don't. I think that's a little premature, if I say, you know, to say that a man that watches porn is less happy. You know,
no,
I think, you know, and the study that they did, what I'm gathering from the study is that the men that actually said that they're less happy is just using it as an excuse. Oh,
yeah.
I'm watching porn because I'm not happy. Like, when were you going to tell your woman this?
Right.
You know, when are you going to tell your woman that, you know, you're not happy? I'm watching porn because I'm not happy. Like, no, don't do that. That was a total cop-out.
Some people are just addicted, so it's not even a matter of happy. Some people
exactly.
shop when they're
true.
You know, some
we
people
spoke
have
about
addiction
that
to shopping.
Yep.
Some people
exactly.
have an addiction to working out. Some people have an addiction to alcohol, drug. Oh, that's a drug. That's
mm-hmm.
Do you know how many different types of addictions that are out there?
Exactly. So that's an addiction.
Addiction, fetishes, and all
fetish,
kinds of stuff.
Exactly.
You know how many of them are out there? Please.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's why
one person can't point their finger at the next person, you know,
we all see different. Just
when you think that nobody can see yours, somebody's watching, believe me.
Mm. Well, listen, if you can't see his, he's got a problem.
Hmm.
You heard me?
Well, yep. I heard you.
If you can't see his, he's got a problem. But I'm not going to go there.
Dave, you know what? Anyway. Yeah, but again, it's, you know, our show can be very informative sometimes, you know. Full of knowledge, and that's what knowledge is about. It's about sharing it. Knowledge is not supposed to be bottled up. You know, if you have information or something that someone else can use, we share it. That's what we do. You know,
on another note, you mentioned about the kids and why kids are doing what they're doing. The bottom line is that the Pentagon, they recently arrested like 200 people from the Pentagon. I don't know if you heard about it. In reference to the whole Pizzagate, the whole child trafficking and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
What's the doctor? The one that Oprah had introduced. Doctor, what's his name? The bald head.
Phil.
Dr. Phil. Yeah, his show just got canceled because he interviewed one of the children that got away from the whole sex thing, and she named some high powered people in that, and they canceled his show the following week.
Wow.
So yeah. So when we talk about kids and keeping our kids safe and doing certain things, it's not the average person that's walking next to you. It's the people up there in Washington and those places that are doing all this stuff. And the same person with those flashing lights who's supposed to come and protect and serve, but they're protecting and serving the government, those are the same people who are snatching your kids up. So when you see them, you have to look at them like everybody else you're looking at with suspicion.
Right.
Because people aren't just disappearing and not knowing where they are just like that, you know? I mean, yeah, we have people that run away and whatever. I mean, kids, they'll run around the block, hide behind a tree, come back home, you know, things like that. But, you know, as far as, like, disappearing and just not being found, come on, really?
But they lure men and then, you know, do what they want to do with it. You know, do what they want to do with them. But it's just sad because who can cover up better than law enforcement? You know,
exactly.
Law enforcement and government agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so,
what's the football coach that lost his shirt and they found him in Mexico?
That was Brady's. That was Brady's jersey.
Right? No, check this out. He lost his T-shirts, and they found his shirts in Mexico. The shirts didn't have no radar, no GPS, no black box, no nothing.
Nothing.
Now check this out. They're still looking for that plane that crashed over there in Malaysia.
The Malaysian plane, right?
In Malaysia, right. They're still looking for that plane. And it had black box. It had GPS. It had all kind of stuff. And they can't find the plane, but they can find his teachers in Mexico. So what's the
deal? So they
find a non-mechanical device.
Exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Come on. They can play games with everybody else. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool all the people all the time.
Exactly.
Wow.
I know that's right.
Well, Beavis, it
that's
was
why we
got
to stay prayed up.
That's right.
You know.
It was definitely a great show this evening with all of you beautiful people, Nas and Beavis.
Awesome.
It was wonderful.
I'm so glad
yes,
I'm back.
It's just so happy to have Ray Queen back in the building. It's just like
yes.
We're very ecstatic. How Mike Tyson said, we're ecstatic.
There's a new voice in the. Wait a minute. There's a new sheriff in town?
It's just dick.
Wow.
Yes.
Ray Queen,
I enjoyed myself. Hi,
Ray Queen.
Ray Queen, say hi to me.
Hello. I'm so glad to be back. I'm back. Hey.
All right. Wow. I'm going to dream about you tonight. You know that.
Okay.
I'm gonna dream about Ray tonight.
All right.
Oh, okay. On that note, we ain't trying to start no trouble. I can't say it like Bernie Mac said it because of, you know, I ain't trying to start no mother loving trouble. You know? Anyway, again, we had a great show. We always have great shows over here, and we appreciate the calls and the feedback and stuff that we get from our topics. Again, we are, you know, we here, we try to support people as much as we can. We're not licensed psychologists, but again, we like to listen. You know, if you have any type of information that somebody can use, let's share it. That's what it's all about, sharing. Now, let's protect our children. Let's start protecting our children a little more. Be that nosy parent. Be that nosy neighbor. If you see some kids doing something that's not right, you check them, and then you make sure their parents check them too. You know, and because I would want somebody, if they see my son doing something or my child, period, doing something inappropriate, I would want that communicated with me. You know, let's not just sweep it under the rug and act like and pretend like it didn't happen. And again, we appreciate you guys calling in and chopping it up with the Diva Squad. We got Ray Queen in the building. I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's get a clap.
Ray Queen is
for that.
In the building.
Get a clap,
you know. Right here, we'd like to thank Rod and Dave, the Dons on the line tonight, for chopping it up with us, ladies. And shout out to Twisted Tate. Shout out to Twisted Tate
from her tonight
for chopping it up with us divas over here. Shout out to Twisted Tate. You know, again, we appreciate you guys very much, and you can catch us the same time every week. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m., 646-200-3838. Y'all know me. I'll go on live and post a live video in a minute.
Yes.
Post that live video in a minute.
So, Don and Divas, with that being said, of course, Miss Mobetta will be rapping. You can check her out on Miss Mobetta on Facebook.
That's right.
For a while, y'all
wait till I'm finished with my next track, and it's almost done. It's almost done, and I'm gonna send y'all some CDs with my stuff on there.
Whenever you're ready.
It's been a long time coming.
You know,
I should have been
ready.
I told you, Storm. Y'all gonna see me on the next stage. Y'all think of playing.
Nope. Listen. You ready? We ready. Whenever you ready.
You gonna see me on the stage, G? ain't showing my cankles either.
You know what? I can't. But it was definitely a great. I can't. It was.
Okay. All right. All right.
It's about bedtime.
It's about bedtime for me. Yeah.
But these, of course, feel better. I could hear the change in your voice already.
It's just,
so definitely gotta get some rest and wrap them all.
I ain't even wrapping now. I'm about to go wrap my lips around some orange juice and vitamin C myself out in here.
But also because the lines were definitely flooded tonight, I just want to say thank you to all the callers, the listeners. Next time, press that one button, but we're happy that you actually listen to the show as well. At least, tell a friend, definitely to tune into GQ Palace. And it was a great show, of course. And we'll see you Friday night with Rich Money and Storm. Same phone number, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. And we'll be, back this Friday. But
check out the GQ Palace magazine, too. Check out the magazine page. Check out the GQ Palace magazine.
Yeah.
You got to entice them to hit that one button. You got to entice them.
People are shy. We want them to press that one button, but the fact that, a lot of the people definitely do call in and they check us out and they listen for the whole duration of the show, me personally, I feel like that lets us know that they're in tune to what's going on. It's just they're kind of nervous with pressing that one button. So we told them that they could be whoever they want to be, when they call in. They could disguise the voice, whatever the situation is. But if they don't want to press it, it's cool. But,
they could just sit back and listen.
And the listeners, just sit back
and
enjoy the show. That's all.
Yeah, just enjoy the show. Y'all can have behind-the-scenes conversations. That's fine. That's fine.
BBQs, what do you have, like Red Lobsters? What do you have? What else you have up there that's a good place to go out and eat? What's that? What other place do you have?
A lot of restaurants.
What's your favorite restaurant?
We have several restaurants,
Juniors, I know Juniors, but I don't have a favorite.
I like a lot of them.
I eat all types of food. I'm not picky.
I just like good food. Fat girl mode. I just like food.
I'm into let's do like a gift card or something for a restaurant or one of these places or something like that. That'll work too. Get somebody to push these buttons, see what they're doing.
See, the thing with that is, of course, is that you don't want to say, hey, you're going to win this if you call in. Like me personally, I want you to call in on the strength that you heard something that you liked, something that you can relate to, something that you've experienced, or some feedback that you want to give in. You don't really want to bribe them and say, hey, you could win this if you press that one button, because that means you'll press that one button to tune in that one time. But who's to say you're going to call in then? Me, when I tell you, as someone that looks at the switchboard, Divas, you guys should be proud. I'm going to tell you, you guys should be proud. Like, only because we've been gone for a minute, and now we're back, and we're, strong, and we're on a weekly basis, and we're consistent. So the fact that we're doing that, to me, that lets them know that we're serious with what we're doing. Just in case anybody thought it was a joke, we're serious with what we're doing. The topics are good topics. The feedback is definitely good feedback. And we want people to support us on the strength of this is something that they love. This is something that they support us because it's our passion, it's what we do, and it's real life situations. Not because we're going to offer you a gift card or we're going to offer you some tickets. To me, I want the caller that's going to call back on a weekly basis and definitely call back when they feel like, we're hitting home for something that they can relate to.
Right. Just like you do, Dave. Just like you do. We didn't have to offer you any gift cards to call, did we?
No, because we're on the same spiritual realm, you see?
Okay.
And we connect. And once you connect, it's like, it's like, what's that game with all the pieces, and no matter how you put them in, they fit? That's us.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the plastic pieces in there?
What, Connect Four?
Not a Connect. They usually have every year they have trophies that the people that build these robots and different things out of these
Legos.
Yeah, we like Legos. You know, we just connect. And listen, and not only do we connect, but check this out, we build.
That's right.
When I tell you, Beavis and Don, we're building. And
there you go.
Know me, I'm as honest. We're building. And the same way how when you sit back and you look at the history of GQ Palace, of how many people have called and not called and how many people we've saved and we've helped, it's a blessing by itself. You know, but Dave, if you would like to, you know, offer, you know, a gift card, you know, whatever, you're more than welcome to, you know, but on behalf of the Diva Squad, we're not going to do that. We want people to call in and support us on the strength of this is something that they understand and that they appreciate and respect to me.
You see, here's the thing. But, I know people are hurting, right? And we want people that are hurting to know that not only is there, listen, because we can pray from now to the cows come home, but at the end of the day, if a person is on the street and they have nothing to eat, nowhere to go, no one to go to, and you offer them, you offer them some sustenance.
Y'all trip. I can't.
Okay, so with that being, Dave, we'll talk to you behind the scenes. But this was definitely a great show this evening. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look, Mo Better, you can wrap it up, guys.
Wrap it up and clap it up. That's a wrap for our sisters tonight. Listen, again, we appreciate our callers and listeners over here at GQ Palace Radio, Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. And you have Storm and Ray Queen back in the building and Miss Mo Better. And catch us the same time next week at 646-238-38. Now, if you have a letter or anything, a topic that you would like for us to discuss, you can email it to our executive producer at GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And that's all lowercase letters, GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And just drop us a line or whatever, and we will, you know, cipher through it and, you know, and discuss it on the show, because that's what we do. Again, we appreciate everybody that calls in and supports the show. You know, without y'all, it'd be no us. So,
That's right.
Y'all part of this GQ Palace family. Shout out to Rich Money, man. Shout out to Rich Money doing big things back there on that board.
Working it out.
Shout out to Rich Money. You know, again, catch us the same time next week. We'll have Diva Mail next week too.
Yes, we missed it today.
We missed it today. We'll have Diva Mail next week.
All right.
And on that note, we are chucking up some deuces.
Deuces.
I holla.
Style, though you may end up being my only girl. Yeah.